You're listening to episode 199 on the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. We are almost there. We are. And I've not yet done my intro.
Barring any unforeseen circumstance.
Yeah.
We're going to be there. Not tomorrow.
No. And in case we didn't get eaten by sharks when we went to Australia.
Yes.
Because we are going to record that 200th episode after we come back from Australia.
That could be tempting fate, my friend.
Yeah.
Are we going to go on the Great Barrier Reef?
Yeah, we are going to get into that cage.
Are we really? I want to.
Sharks try to eat
you. I'll do it. Bring it, shark.
Dude, it ain't no one shark.
Bring it, sharks.
Well, it was fun. Right, by the time this episode releases, we will have come back from Sydney. And it was neat to, because part of our itinerary was consulting with a church plant, a larger church, and a lot of Anglicans.
Anglicans to the left of me. Anglicans to the right of me. Into the valley, rode the 600. That's a famous poem.
Okay. I thought you were
going to go. You haven't heard that one?
Christ before me, Christ.
No. No.
Okay. Because that's not Australian.
What is it?
That poem.
No, neither was the poem I did. I don't know where it's from. It's called the 600. I'm sure I had to memorize it in grammar school.
Yeah. Well, we were together with Geneva Push, which is a church planning network out in Australia, in Sydney, with our friends Scott and Derek.
Yes. Yeah.
So we have a lot of Australian listeners, actually, and we will, in the coming months, release some special Australian episodes as well.
And I will get broken down for being tall poppy.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Well, you do have this perception already.
That's what I've been warned.
As an American.
Yeah.
Yeah, going in to the Commonwealth.
They're
going to
break you down.
To my sister country.
Your sister country?
Yeah. Commonwealth.
Oh, Commonwealth. With Australia and Canada. Yeah, you're going to play that sister country card, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, to the Queen.
Whatever.
Yes, it literally is whatever. All right, so we are going to get into our question today from Ken, and this is a really good one.
Okay.
Like, I know this is our 199th episode, so we've answered 199 questions.
But this one's
198
really
questions, but this is like the question to rule them all. So let's listen.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, what if a plurality of dying churches wanted to get together and become one church that was multi-site and revitalize all at once? I just wonder how awesome that would be and how glorifying to God that would be. Hope that made sense. Thanks.
Well, now, the first thing you do is get an account for Eventbrite. And then you set up an account there.
Yeah.
And you charge like $100 a ticket to watch.
Why are you telling them what we're going to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, basically what you're doing is you're raising money for whoever's left over. They can start a church.
Yeah. So, Ken, you said awesome and incredible. How it would awesome be awesome and incredible. So this reminds me of when
heaven is going to be.
And of when I gutted my main floor of my house in Edmonton, right? So we had a contractor in, one of my friends, and he was giving us the golden tomorrow, right? Showing us what it was going to be. We were picking out our materials. It was going to be like, we were gutting the entire first floor, bringing down walls, putting up support beams, redoing the kitchen, just doing the whole thing. And it was going to be incredible and it was going to be awesome. And then 6 months went by of hell. And at the end, it was incredible and awesome, but it was 6 months of hell. Like, it was, we were without a kitchen for like 4 or 5 months. We were all living in the basement of our house, eating on a table in our laundry room. My wife prepared 35 crockpot meals in one day.
What?
Because, I mean, we're pastors. I mean, we didn't have a lot of money to go out and eat all the time. But by that 30 something, like, we had like 2 crockpot meals in our freezer for like a couple of years after that. Because by then, if you eat 30 crockpot meals, everything tastes the same.
I'm speechless right now.
Okay, but awesome and incredible, yes.
Okay,
at the beginning and at the end, but not when it's all going down.
I just got to confess right now, I'm kind of, I'm shutting down from the inside out, thinking about that many crock pot meals.
Hey, the first few were awesome.
You realize why, right?
Because everything touches together?
Yes.
Oh, so you don't like crock pots?
No.
What if it's like
pulled pork? That's a cesspool of...
No, it can... How about chili?
I can eat chili.
Yeah, chili.
But I don't want a bunch of stuff in the chili. Like, just give me beef, beans, and
yeah, but that's still stuff.
That's the only...
liquid.
It's the only...
That's totally how you make chili, right?
I don't know how you make chili. And I don't like soupy chili either. I don't like any soups whatsoever.
You like hearty chili?
No soups, no condiments.
You like Wendy's chili?
I would never eat chili outside my home.
Okay.
And I really didn't start eating it until after I was married.
Okay.
But, yeah, because I have very strong, strong, strong food aversions. Mm. People that are close to me know this, that I have issues.
Yeah, you do have issues.
Bad issues.
But we still love you, Todd.
Thank you. So I live for Thanksgiving with the plate dividers when it's perfectly normal to have them.
Do you have those plates for your kids? The ones that have special?
Yes.
That have the dividing? Do you have those for yourself too?
No,
okay.
I wish I did.
No, but the disposable plates do. Those China ones.
Yes, I love those.
Yeah. All right. So if we go back to our question.
Sorry. Then,
well, no, it all relates. It all relates.
It does.
Because at the beginning and the end, I agree, it's going to be awesome and it's going to be incredible. But do you have what it takes to get over and to endure and persevere the many troubling nights?
Right. Because all these things have been separate and they've been separated in their own.
And they're all dying.
And now they're all going to come together and it's going to be really messy.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
Oh, totally. Because you're right. They're all separate. Right. So they all have their leadership. Maybe the pastors have gone or they're not very good or you know, whatnot. All that. They all have their struggles in themselves and they're all dying. Right. They're all dying. So what happens when they come together? Right. Who is going to lead? Who's going to lead? Likely, if you're thinking about many of these, let's say a church that's been in the county seat or a church in the city center, a lot of city center churches that are dying out. They own the building. They're living off of an endowment, right? They're living off of that because that no one's really giving anymore.
No.
And every year the endowment is shrinking. It's shrinking. It's shrinking. The people are leaving, leaving, leaving. And you stick a lot of these all together. What do you do? Well, up until today, the typical route is that that dying church will give its property to a new church plant. Right, or that dying church will become a campus of another church, right? Several stories like that have happened. And one of my friends, Graham Singh, who leads Church Planting Canada, the Congress there, the leadership team there, he is replanting in downtown Montreal at a Anglican church, downtown Montreal, right? Millions of dollars is how expensive that church property is.
Yeah.
But he's replanting in that place. Right, so we see a lot of stories of the replanting there, of mergers with one, but I've not personally heard of 3 to 4 to 5 dying churches all coming together and being one church. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I can't think of the name of the church that.
So are you saying? So you're saying like not that there's 3 or 4 or 5 dying churches that have all joined this one multi-site church. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 3 or 4 or 5 independent churches that are all dying. That band together and become a new church.
Yeah.
Really?
Only once.
Only once.
And I can't remember where it was.
Do you remember what happened?
I remember that there was one guy that kind of brought them all together.
Okay.
And so that's the biggest thing here is you have to have a vision and you have to have a person who's in charge. It won't work if everybody has... It can't be a democracy. I'm sorry. So, or it can be, but you have to vote and then live with the vote and have a peaceful transference of power.
Yeah. But you don't want to vote on every issue.
No, you don't. So you vote once. And so it's like, okay,
who's going to be the leader?
Who's going to be the leader? Because if you don't, there will be a vacuum and the person with the loudest voice or the clearest vision will become the leader.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it is a good leader or a good vision. Doesn't matter. Loudest voice or clearest vision, that's who everyone perceives as the leader.
Yeah. So you can't mix paradigms too much here. So there are some people that might be like, oh yeah, but we're 3 to 4, 5 churches and we're coming together. And can't we just do a team model of leadership, shared leadership? And I mean, just look at Austin Stone, they're doing it, or look at The Village, or look at this church or that church, and they bring up examples. But you can't mix paradigms, because any church that has a successful team leadership model, they've been friends, they have relationship, they've been in the trenches for a long time.
A plurality of leadership works when there's history and you grow into it. It's terribly difficult to start that way. It's possible, but it's I don't know of anybody who's successfully done that from restarting or taking existing groups of people, meshing them together, and having a plurality of leadership. Either it just happens, you kind of grow into it, or you could start that way. I know some church plants that have started that way. But, you know, in both cases, one, there was enough trust there over the course of time built that, you know, it was able to happen. And two, you're starting from the beginning, so it's fresh and you're good to go. But man, I cannot imagine trying to establish a plurality of leadership in a cacophony of churches.
Yeah. So what I would perceive as being more of a likely scenario than this one would be a church. And I would love to see more and more thriving and growing churches, whether you're a church plant or a multi-site church, to actually go and begin praying with and partnering with churches that are dying in your city and in your neighborhood, and begin saying, hey, what would it look like if we were to help rebirth you? What would it look like if you became a campus of ours? And honestly, what would it look like if you were to become a campus of ours? Look at the momentum, look at all this that we can learn. You place a new leader in there and maybe they're a campus for you. And in about 5 years or so after that, you launch them out as a church plant again, based on the leadership or based on the type of leader they are. Maybe they stay as a campus, but maybe you put them out. But what would it look like if there were churches around North America, around our world, amongst all of our listeners, where, hey, it's like, this is our vision. Our vision is to go and begin replanting other churches. And we're going to be doing that through our church. I mean, that would be beautiful, right? That's where you would see beauty from the ashes. Right?
Let's close in prayer. Beauty from the ashes.
Beauty.
Wow. You don't sing on here.
No, I don't sing.
You do sing, though.
I do sing.
But you don't on here.
No, I don't. I did write a song about fire trucks.
All right.
It is really good.
I'm sure it's huge.
No, it's good. On your street. My kids love it, and they put a dance together, and we're going to release it on YouTube, and we're going to be YouTube stars.
Good luck with that. You're going to link to that in the show notes there?
Nope. Separate. No, I'm just joking. But I did write that song. So be sure to tune in next time as we enter the bliss of episode 200.